Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you, the warrior, here on USA Radio Network. Who can believe the news? Who can believe anything you see in the news anymore? They lie about everything. They lie. They commit fraud. They misrepresent. The truth is nowhere near their tongues. How do you know the media's lying? How do you know the Democrat Party's lying? How do you know Biden's lying? How do you know the CDC is lying? Their lips are moving. They're all in concert and conspiracy with each other to lie about COVID. The lies are everywhere. First of all, can you imagine anyone being insane enough to believe that COVID is a terrible thing at the same time and people are going to die, right? If you believe that, and yet you'd leave the border open. This is, without a doubt, the single biggest scam in the history of America, to leave the border open and let a million people in over the next year, 2 million in a year, the size of Las Vegas, into the United States, and not check them for COVID, and then free of charge, without a court hearing, deliver them anywhere in the country they want to go where their relatives are or where a job is waiting, and just drop them with COVID in the middle of Peoria and affect everybody in the Midwest, affect everybody in the South, affect everybody in the West, affect everybody in New York, affect everyone in California. Everywhere you match the map up where COVID is raging, it's raging in all the places with the most illegal aliens, and it's raging in all the places with the most vaccines. And the Biden administration is now forcing Border Patrol agents to wear masks, which is fine. I get it. I'm against masks. I think it's stupid, but I get it. You got to wear masks if you're a Border Patrol agent. I get it. At the same time as they watch thousands of illegals a day, untested for COVID, parade into the country each week without masks and without vaccines. You know, when the CDC says that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. First of all, it's the biggest lie ever told. I've spoken to medical people now, and they're all telling me that the people showing up in the hospitals who are very ill are vaccinated. So it's a total lie told by the CDC, a Pinocchio lie. But separate from that, the only way it could be the truth is two things. Number one, the CDC no longer, and it's on their site, as of May 1st, no longer counts vaccinated people with COVID. They don't count them. So, of course, it's 100% unvaccinated people. And number two, do you know why I believe is filling the hospitals all over America? Illegal aliens. And they're all unvaccinated. So they're saying there's this giant, overwhelming wave of unvaccinated people that's causing all the problems in America. Sure, they're all illegal aliens. And Biden just let them in the country. That's who's filling all the hospitals in a place like Vegas. The whole Vegas is crawling with illegal aliens. They're everywhere. No one speaks English anymore. Same thing holds true in Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona. Same thing holds true in Los Angeles. Same thing holds true in San Diego. Same thing holds true in Chicago and New York and all over this country. The hospitals are filled with unvaccinated illegal aliens. That's what's going on. Then you're blaming it on us, the patriots who are unvaccinated, but take a lot of vitamins and have a store of HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak, and zinc, and ivermectin. We're going to be just fine. The hospitals are not filled with conservatives, but they're filled with illegals. And they're also filled with vaccinated people, and that's the big lie that I'm even telling you. So the story is just lie after lie. I mean, here's the story. Vaccinated people account for 75% of the coronavirus infections in Singapore. I mentioned this on last night's show. 75% of the coronavirus infections, COVID, in Singapore, vaccinated. And guess what they got? Not some different vaccine in the United States. They got Pfizer and Moderna, same ones we get. So what are you telling me? This is insane. You actually believe anything coming out of the mouth of the CDC? In California, the counties with the most COVID cases are the most heavily vaccinated counties in California. So you tell me what's going on. The most heavily vaccinated counties have the most COVID cases, but the COVID cases are 100% unvaccinated people. The CDC lies out of both sides of their mouth. You can't trust a word they say, nor can you trust a word that government says. The FDA today issues a recall for defective COVID tests made by the world's largest manufacturer of rapid tests. So explain to me what you can believe about COVID when the FDA lies about everything, is incompetent, is a bunch of losers, a bunch of failed government bureaucrats, and here's the one only Wayne Root's figured out. Because I've lived long enough in Las Vegas to realize everybody's on the take. All the government officials are on the take, and all the politicians are on the take. Hey, Steve Sisolak, how much did you get in bribes today? Do you keep an hourly count the way the news in Nevada keeps a count of the amount of people with COVID? They're all on the take. And so the FDA bureaucrats, they make like $125,000, $150,000 a year. You think they're satisfied with that? Oh, no, 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 no. Their goal is to mask everyone and vaccinate everyone and make everybody scared to death that COVID is back in a big way, even though they let it all in through the open border. The entire Biden administration wants everybody scared and masked up so that you'll all get your vaccine like obedient little boys and girls so that the FDA bureaucrats and the politicians and the DNC and the Democrat congressmen could all share in the bribes from the drug companies who are making billions, probably $1 trillion collectively off the COVID vaccine. There isn't a politician, there isn't a bureaucrat in Las Vegas that isn't on the take. Their hands are all out. So you don't think the FDA employees who make $100,000 a year are looking to make an extra $100,000 in cash, no taxes owed, from a drug company that's making $1 trillion? You're damn right they are. This is all about making America panic so that everybody gets a vaccine. Look at what they're doing, the way they talk 24 hours a day about unvaccinated people. It's sick. It's sick. If you were talking 24 hours a day this way about any minority, it'd be called racism. The hatred for unvaccinated people is the most over-the-top thing I've ever seen. The lies and slander told, the most over-the-top thing I've ever seen. Why do they want to scapegoat and slander unvaccinated people? Because they want to shame you into getting the vaccine to the point where it's impossible to avoid it. And by the way, they'll also use the excuse, look, most people are vaccinated. They're vaccinated against their will. Do you have any idea how many emails I get every day from my fans? By the way, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I know more going on in the world than any other news or TV or media personality in America. Why? Because I get emails from all of you. The rest of them, you can't reach the person who hosts the evening news for ABC, NBC, CBS. And you're never going to reach Howard Stern. You're never going to reach, you know, in the old days, Rush Limbaugh. You're never going to reach Sean Hannity. You're never going to reach Ben Shapiro. But Wayne Root reads every single email. If I have to stay up till 2 in the morning, I read every email so I know what's going on with real people in the real world. And I get thousands of them. And they're all telling me how, like, as an example, I used to have a TV show, and it was my show. I produced it. So I hired a crew of tech guys, you know, cameramen, producers, directors, editors. A lot of them were out in one of those big TV trucks with a satellite dish on the roof. And they drove the truck, and they ran the truck, and they edited from the truck. Well, all of them contacted me last night. All of them. You know, a group of 20 that used to work for me, Wayne Root, contacted me and said, Wayne, we make our living in these trucks, these media satellite trucks, and we do the editing and we do the camera work. And what has that got to do with a COVID vaccine? We just got a notice from Disney that we are not allowed to work any sporting events, any event. We can't go to football games. We can't do our jobs ever again if we don't have a vaccine by August 1st. And they're all scared to death, just like all the people that send me emails who get vaccines working for the casinos of Las Vegas. They all know the vaccine is bad news. They all know the vaccine is killing people. They know the vaccine is hurting people. They know the vaccine is crippling people. And they know the vaccine doesn't work. They know it's more apt. You're actually more apt to get COVID if you get the vaccine. The hospitals are filling up with people who got the vaccine in Singapore, but not in America, really? Liar. Liar. Matter of fact, Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is a guy who gets lots of mail, like I do, and read one on the air. Let me get it for you. Hold on. I got it last night. I got a hold of it, and I want to read it to you. So Charlie Kirk got a message from a nurse who watches his show or listens to his show. Excuse me. Hi, Charlie. I'm a nurse case manager working in Baltimore. I got my nursing degree in 1994. In all my years of practice, I've never witnessed a vaccine adverse event, injury, or death. Now I see these things almost daily. I'm witnessing things that are absolutely insane. Blood clots in urine, new onset seizure disorder, hemorrhaging, patients with altered mental status, patients who can no longer walk, heart attacks, strokes, bowel obstructions, severe debilitating pain, respiratory failure, critical lab values, and so much more. I also have personal knowledge of 6 deaths from the vaccine. Now I'm starting to witness fully vaccinated patients sick with COVID-19 who end up in the hospital. My friend, this shot is not at all what it was marketed to be. I am mortified by the whole of the medical community and those in national leadership who stand down to the truth and what is right. So if you want more information, I'm more than happy to share. Keep up the amazing work. That was to, I get those all day long, but that wasn't to me. That was to Charlie Kirk. And so it just goes to show you, the nurses know, and that's why so many medical professionals and nurses and even doctors aren't taking the vaccine. But their hospitals are going to demand it or their careers are over. And the cameramen, their career is over, they don't take the vaccine. The guys in the big giant truck with the satellite on it, their careers are over. They'll never cover another sporting event. So the people getting the vaccine are scared to death and don't want it.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a 3-tier cushioning system that combines 2 layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed-income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. protection. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, is with you. General George Washington said, if you want peace, prepare for war. You can only fight a war like this in the good old US of A. There's only one war, Wayne Allen Root. Sons of Liberty CBD, there's only one CBD out there, Sons of Liberty. I love working out hard every day. I turned 60 about 2 weeks ago. Working out can cause serious aches and pains at any age, let alone 60. But Jay Schrader, my buddy, the Super Bowl champion, former Raiders and Redskins quarterback, is the one who gave me the advice and said, you know what, doesn't matter what your age is, if you're sore, use Sons of Liberty CBD. Just go to sonsoflibertycbd.com, and he was right. He was on the show last week, by the way, Jay Schrader. And he told you about his aches and pains as a quarterback who took so many hits in his life. Everything in his body is broken and beaten and, you know, just old and worn out. Old and worn out. That's how everybody feels when they're 50 and 60 years old and they've worked out hard or played on a football field. And guess what? He doesn't feel that way anymore. He feels great because of Sons of Liberty CBD at sonsoflibertycbd.com. No more aches and pains. He feels like $1 million. I feel like $1 million. Workouts do not ever hurt me anymore. My back never gets thrown out anymore. Amazing. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. I would never do pot. I've never done pot in my life. I never will do pot. I never will get high. But I do CBD. CBD is real mainstream and it works. And for my listeners only, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 at checkout, WAR15, up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. So the theme of this first half hour of the show is how do you believe anything the government or the CDC or Biden tells you or Fauci tells you? They lie about everything. And sure enough, this is my biggest story of the day. USA Today deletes an NBC News report showing COVID-vaccinated people spread the virus faster and worse than people who are unvaccinated. USA Today tried to memory hole a shocking fact about the COVID injections inconvenient to the left's pandemic narrative, reported by NBC of all outlets. NBC reported on the CDC's COVID guidance reversal en masse on Monday, noting that vaccinated people may actually carry a higher viral load of coronavirus than unvaccinated people. NBC News, citing unnamed officials aware of the decision, reported it comes after new data suggests vaccinated individuals could have higher levels of virus and infect others amid the surge of cases driven by the Delta variant of coronavirus. Though the USA Today story drops the reference to NBC News, it nonetheless corroborates its reporting. CDC says vaccinated people may transmit virus, recommends masks indoors. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the new data shows the Delta variant, which accounts for more than 40% of the new infections, behaves differently from its predecessors and could make vaccinated people infectious. And she's really saying more infectious. And yet, is it a shock to hear that the mainstream media like USA Today would try to hide information that's negative about the COVID vaccines and the people who've gotten vaccinated? At the same time, the Democrat leaders, including the president, are trying to impose vaccine mandates upon the American people? This is amazing, folks. This is the kind of lies every day in the media. They lie, they misrepresent, they commit fraud, they delete, they happen to leave out. They don't think it quite meets their standards. Whatever the words they want to use, they find a way to destroy everything that is not the narrative of the establishment. Just amazing. And now it's revealed that Facebook worked directly with the CDC and gave free ads to make sure that you were scared to death of COVID. A press release by Judicial Watch should be read by everyone. It'll never be mentioned by the mainstream media. But it unearths the fact that Facebook, a company protected by Section 230, so they can do whatever they want, is supposed to be completely devoid of government interference or attachment, worked directly with the CDC to fight COVID-19 misinformation and to spread trusted facts. See, these are the facts they claim are facts, but which are actually lies. They spread trusted facts to the masses. If this doesn't sound like Nazi Germany and Nazi propaganda and Goebbels, I don't know what does. Moreover, they gave the CDC free advertising to the tune of $3.5 million. It's all a front. It's all a conspiracy. It's all a fraud. Facebook is the for-profit wing of the U.S. government. Another disturbing revelation, the collusion between the CDC and Facebook, didn't start in June 2020. It actually started in January of 2020. They knew what was coming, and they coordinated to spread propaganda to make you scared to death.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is expected to announce Thursday, pending a policy review, that his administration will require federal employees to get vaccinated or be regularly tested for COVID-19. The move comes as Google announces it will require all workers coming to campus to be vaccinated, joining the number of public and private enterprises taking new precautions as a highly infectious Delta variant of COVID-19 sweeps the United States. While speaking in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, Biden again urging everyone to get vaccinated.
Please, 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 if you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and the children out there. It's important.
In financial news on Wednesday, the Dow lost 127 points to close at 34,930. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
As the show goes on, I have so much more to tell you. An update from Sydney, Australia. All new COVID hospitalizations breaking news from the news in Sydney, not from some crazy conservative website, not from, some right-wing radio host. Sydney News, all new COVID hospitalizations involve vaccinated individuals. We'll get to that. And the first autopsy of a COVID vaccinated patient in Europe finds every organ of his body infested with spike proteins. I'll get to that in a minute. Right now, we've got our guest, Grace Curley. It's time to say grace. I'm not super religious, but we say grace. Host of the Grace Curley Show on WRKO in Boston. Columnist for the Spectator USA edition. Website, spectator.us. Grace Curley, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm very worried that the country's going down like the Hindenburg. That's what I am. I have no great faith that our country's going to survive, even if we win the House and the Senate in 2022. I don't know how we survive till 2024. I really don't. I think they're taking this country down at such a fast speed. I think Biden is clearly backed by a bunch of communists. Biden's an old man with dementia. He's a puppet, and he's backed by nothing but pure communists with a hatred for America, and they're taking us down at a speed at which I feel like a punching bag. What are your response to that kind of a thought?
Yeah, I know. It's hard not to feel like that. It really is, and it gets exhausting following these Democrats day in and day out who just seem hell-bent on lying and on hating our country, and it can get depressing. But what makes me feel better is I think people are really at the breaking point. I think the pendulum is going to swing here. I think people are getting involved. They're getting frustrated, but they're also getting very vocal, and they're standing up for what they believe in, and that restores my faith. I never want to give up in this country because a lot more people feel the way that we do than we probably think.
But at the very moment that it's clear if you have a brain in your head, and I've never been anti-vax in my life, but I'm anti this shot because it's an experimental emergency use only, and there's lots of dead people and lots of badly crippled people for life with autoimmune disease from this vaccine. All you have to do is say to everybody, look, we believe on balance it's good for you. The positives outweigh the negatives, but we do want to let you know the risks. If you go to the VAERS website, there's been a lot of people who think that they've been harmed by this vaccine or died from this vaccine. It's still a small number, but you should know about it. And if they did that, I would be all for them, and I'd say that's great. That's a fair way to do it. But there is this massive cover-up, Grace. So any study that shows masks don't work, any study that shows the vaccine doesn't work, any facts that show the vaccine's killing people, they're all covered up and never mentioned by the mainstream media. You'd think they're on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah, I do get what you're saying. I too want to say, just for the record, I'm very pro-vaccine, and I think it's great that we have this. I think, like you said, for a lot of people, they're better off taking this than they are not, especially if they have comorbidities. But again, I think that we have to always be able to have discussions. And if you want to question something, or if you want to question the efficacy of masks or the efficacy of lockdowns or the efficacy of, you know, maybe having people stand 6 feet apart, I think that's open for discussion because a lot of things do change over time. We saw that with the Wuhan lab theory. 6 months ago, it was, you know, you couldn't speak that or else you'd be thrown into the wrong sink prison. And then now it's pretty widely accepted that it's a very serious possibility. So I'm all for questions. I'm all for open dialogue. And if you say to me, listen, I read this study about the vaccine, and I say, well, I'm choosing to take it, then that's a discussion we can have in this country. But I'm all for, you know, open dialogue and people saying how they feel and people having all the information at hand when they go in to make that decision.
Well, I want you to realize, Grace, that back when Trump was president and he was the guy in charge of the vaccine, the Democrats were all anti-vaxxers, saying, who would trust this guy? Who would trust this vaccine? Who was the leading anti-vaxxer? Kamala Harris. And now if you're an anti-vaxxer or at least anti-this vaccine or even ask questions about this shot, they call you all kinds of terrible names and they say you're unfit for this and unfit for that. You're a terrible person. They were leading the attacks on the Trump vaccine. Now that they've taken it and co-opted it and call it their own vaccine, suddenly no one's allowed to ever raise a single doubt, ask a single question. It's science. That's the end of it. It's settled. To me, the definition of science is debate and questions. Every scientist can't be on the same side. Every scientist can't be on the side of government and whatever government says goes, because that was Nazi Germany. That's the period we're entering in America, where no one is able to ask a question for fear of their career being destroyed.
Yeah, no, and I think you really did hit the nail on the head there. I mean, we have to be able to have questions and have conversations. And I think specifically right now, the debate that we need to be having, and it's one that's going to be very heated aside from vaccinations, which everyone has the right to. I'm on the side of Donald Trump. I think it's a great vaccine. I think it's a medical marvel. I think if you have a comorbidity, you want to get it, you should get it. But I also think everyone has the freedom to choose what they want to do. That, I think, is, you know, my stance, and I feel pretty good about that. Where I do think that there's going to be a very heated debate and a very and much needed debate is about these lockdowns and about these masks. And a lot of people are talking about
and the vaccine mandate. And the vaccine mandate or the vaccine passport. I mean, Grace, don't forget, it's impossible for any black person in America, according to the Democrat Party, to get voter ID, to present identification before they vote. And that's once every 2 years for a minute when they go, can I see your ID, please? That's racism. But now that they want a vaccine passport, they're going to break into your HIPAA information and they're going to demand you tell everyone whether you've been vaccinated or not. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're going to carry papers, and the Gestapo's going to ask you before you walk in a restaurant, a movie theater, a concert, a sporting event, show us your papers. That's okay. That's not Gestapo.
Well, I think that a lot of governors in red states have done great work by preventing this from happening and outlawing this idea of vaccine passports. I'm very much against that entire movement that you're going to make people show papers before they go into an establishment. But I also think that a really important discussion is to be had about these lockdowns, about remasking. I mean, the science is just, they always refer to the science. And I think Ben Shapiro has a book out where he puts it as the science, capital V, capital T, capital S. Like, it's like a trademark of theirs. And you just brought that up. It's their science and they get to do what they want. But the real science does not back up. It does not warrant these lockdowns and this masking. And I can't even believe we're going to go back to it, but it feels a little bit inevitable. Like, this is where we're heading. And I really hope people stand up, and I hope business owners stand up, and I hope people don't take this lying down, because it's really damaging and it's not necessary right now. I mean, I understand there's a Delta variant, but the numbers do not warrant this kind of panic that the media is pushing and shoving down our throats day in and day out. And it really does infuriate me.
Well, I agree. You know, you and I are in agreement on one and disagreement on the other, Grace. That's fine. That's what it's all about. Healthy debate. I'm in total agreement. We don't need masks. First of all, I don't think masks help. I think masks are filthy, dirty, and most people, especially kids, are like grinding their mouth on every disease known to mankind all day long. And by the way, so am I. I'm a big kid. I stick my mask in my glove box. I stick it in the middle of my car with my keys. I stick it in my pocket with my filthy cell phone. Then I put it on my mouth. It's disgusting. You're getting sick. You're losing oxygen. You're getting strangled. You're literally breathing in poison. So I'm against masks, and there's no reason for them now. You and I are in agreement. What I'd really debate you on is if vaccines really work. And remember, I'm the biggest Donald Trump fan in the world. I think he only made two mistakes in his whole presidency. One was he didn't fight for voter ID. That's what cost him the election. That's what allowed them to rig and steal the election. No voter ID. Big mistake, and I begged them to do it. And the second one is I believe the vaccine, which was pushed by Fauci and all his friends at Big Pharma is a bad thing, not a good thing. So all I would say to you, Grace, is if you believe the vaccine works and Trump believes the vaccine works, how do you explain that everyone who's been vaccinated now needs a mask? They're telling you the vaccine doesn't work by virtue of saying vaccinated people must wear a mask. They're admitting that the vaccine doesn't protect you.
Well, I think from what I've read, I think that it protects you from most of the harm that's involved. Like, you get a mild cold. What I'll agree with you on here is that the messaging from the White House is terrible, because they are sending that message to people who are on the fence about getting it. And again, I'll just say one more time here, I'm for, you know, this healthy debate. I love that I came on. Didn't expect to disagree. I don't go on a lot of shows where I do disagree. And so it's really refreshing for me.
Well, Grace, by the way, there's really only one debate among conservatives. Everybody's pretty much on the same team on almost everything. The biggest debate among conservatives now, I think, is the vaccine. I think there's a very good 50-50 split among conservatives who have taken the vaccine versus those like me who think there's no need for it. COVID's death rate, the survival rate's 99.975%. I'm willing to take a chance getting the flu rather than let you inject an experimental vaccine into my arm where I have no idea what the long-term effects are. But Grace, I know there are people who've had heart attacks, heart inflammation, blood clots on their brain, strokes, and every autoimmune disease like lupus known to man right after getting the vaccine. I don't want it in my arm. I'd rather take a chance with COVID, you know, and so that's the way it is. But there is a very fair debate among conservatives, not among liberals. They all want the vaccine. Among our group, I think it's a very even Steven 50-50 split, pro-vaccine versus not, and I don't think most of the people on my side of the fence are going to get one ever. No matter what they do, no matter what gun they put to our head, we're never getting the vaccine because we see the damage it's doing. But I'm totally cool that you got it. I'm totally cool that some people are for it. Let's have that debate.
Yeah, no, and I think that really, right there, you just highlighted the difference between conservatives.
Yeah, we like debate. Hey, Grace, I don't want to go. With the music's on. Can you stay through the break? I'd love to come out the other end and talk about all the other topics today. Stay with us.
Yeah, sure thing. Sure thing.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. And you know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a whore. Buy one, get one free.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I'm going to get back with Grace Curley in just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, the War Raw Podcast. That's my podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, now 7 days a week with the all-important weekend Best of the Best edition where I get to play the conservative version of Casey Kasem. Remember, he had America's Top 40 songs? I present America's Top 10 controversial, outrageous, salacious stories of the week for conservatives, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? You download anywhere you download podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play. Wherever you listen to podcasts, they've got War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And we're back with Grace Curley, host of the Grace Curley Show on WRKO in Boston, columnist for The Spectator, website spectator.us, spectator.us. Grace, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so enough with the debates. Let's get on to the topics you and I agree with, which is that, you know, basically, how do you know Democrats are lying? Their lips are moving. And so Biden, whenever you hear a fact checker say he's right, everything's fine, we're wrong, we're lying, generally, I would not trust the fact checkers. What say you?
No, I totally agree. And you'll notice it's the language. You know, the Democrats are really masters of manipulating the language. At first, when Trump would lie, you know, if he'd exaggerate or make a joke, it was, he's a liar, fact check, false, verdict, liar. And now with Biden, if you go to any of these sites, Snopes, Politico, The Washington Post, you're looking for Pinocchios, you're going to see a very different kind of language. You're going to see, oh, missing context, or, oh, what dear old Joe meant to say was X, Y, Z. So it's just a whole different game now. They sugarcoat everything for this guy. They treat him with kid gloves. And the truth is that they don't think he's even capable of lying because they think he's such a moral, decent man that he has no intent on lying. When really, some of the stuff he's saying lately is just out of the ballpark, big whopper lies. So the fact that they can't call this stuff as they see it, it just exposes once again how big of hypocrites the mainstream media truly are.
Well, it's not just that they cover for his lies and they cover for his dementia, because many times he sounds like, you know, baby talking gibberish. He's not there anymore. He's not all there at all. He needs assisted living, not a White House bedroom. But let's talk about, you know, separate from the fact checkers, how about the constant predictions by the media of doom and gloom? And I know they are, because I've been around the media my whole life. They want us locked down. They want to kill capitalism. They want to put every restaurant out of business. They want to kill every small businessman's entire, you know, income stream, because that's who supports Republican conservative causes. That's who gets in their way and votes for Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, is your average small business owner and their employees, not people that go to Harvard and Yale. And so it seems like they're looking to lock down the country by scaring the average American to death.
Yeah, it's panic porn, and it's all the time. It is so constant, it makes me absolutely sick. And you'll notice that now we're talking about the Delta variant. We're talking about cases all the time. Cases, the, you know, the surge, the flows, the graphics, the charts. No one's talking about deaths, and I'm not downplaying any deaths that happen from this.
No, there's very few deaths. It's the lowest. It's the lowest it's been since the day this all began. The deaths are very low, and they aren't talking about that. Right.
And it's important to give that to people because you have to give people perspective so people can do risk assessment and base what, you know, how much they should be panicking on a daily basis. The media has no interest in giving people the real story. They want people to panic. They want people to feel this inevitable doom and gloom like you mentioned. And it's getting to a point where it just feels so wrong. And it's so all this information they shove down our throats is so insulting. And I know you're saying the media, but it's really a lot of Dr. Fauci and Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who I basically at this point consider another arm of the mainstream media. I mean, hell, they're on CNN and MSNBC enough as it is. They might as well get a gig there. I'm sure they will once this ends. But I've never seen people so eager to depress the American public and to scare us into submission.
Well, and listen, you know, I don't know about you in Boston, Grace. I, you know, I grew up in New York, so it's not like I'm not a big town boy. I grew up in New York City, and I went to college in New York City, and I spent my lifetime, you know, as a young man in New York City. So I'm a big town guy. Now I live in Las Vegas, and it's a little more of a laid-back atmosphere here as far as masks and vaccines. My life is untouched, thank God, untouched by a fear of COVID. In the year and a half that we've been in this thing, I almost never wear a mask where I put it on for 1 second to walk in a restaurant, then take it off the minute I walk in. As I walk to my table, I dare someone to say something to me. They never do. I'm supposed to put it on when I walk out of the restaurant, Grace. I never put it on. I dare someone to say something. They never do. I really haven't changed my life one bit in a year and a half, and I never got COVID. So I don't understand what the big deal is. I just don't see the big deal. It's the flu. It's bad. It's highly contagious. And I never worried about the flu for the first 50 years of my life. Why am I worrying about it now?
These are all good questions, Wayne. I don't think you're going to get the answer on CNN or MSNBC.
No,
I'll tell you.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But we enjoy having you on, Grace Curley. And even when we debate, it was a good debate. And you and I are fair fighters. So it's all cool. Grace Curley, host of the Grace Curley Show on WRKO Boston. And you can find your columns at the website spectator.us. I believe in debating and questioning. There's no such thing as science you can't question. No such thing as a topic you can't question. I'm glad you agree with me. Thanks for being a good sport, Grace. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much, guys. Anytime.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, the root, the root, the roots on fire. We shall return.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
3.